Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Three Fatal Mistakes Decide Should I Join a Startup Accelerator. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a statistic that might surprise you. 90% of startups fail, but accelerator graduates have a 77% higher survival rate. So the question isn't whether accelerators work, it's whether they're right for your startup. Think of it like asking whether Harvard is worth it. The answer depends entirely on what you bring to the table and what you need to succeed. The first fatal mistake entrepreneurs make is focusing only on the money while ignoring the real cost. Most accelerators take 6 to 10% equity for $25,000 to $100,000. But here's what they don't advertise. You're committing 3 to 4 months full-time, potentially relocating, and sacrificing the opportunity to build your business independently. Ask yourself this simple question: is the mentorship and network access worth more than the equity you're giving up? Calculate your runway without the accelerator. Can you survive long enough to raise money independently? If yes, you might want to reconsider. Fatal mistake number two is all about timing. The best accelerator candidates have a working prototype and real user feedback. If you're too early, you'll waste precious months getting generic advice when you should be executing. If you're too late, you don't need the structure and basic mentorship. Here's a red flag. If you're joining just for the money, you're probably not ready. Let me share Sarah's story. Her fintech startup got into Techstars after 6 months of customer development. The accelerator connected her with banking partners she couldn't reach alone. 3 months later, she closed a $2 million seed round with partnerships from two major banks. The key factor? Sarah came in with clear metrics and specific networking needs, not just an idea. The third fatal mistake is seeing this as a binary choice. Accelerator pros include structured mentorship, investor connections, and demo day exposure. Independent pros mean keeping full equity and moving at your own pace. Consider the hybrid approach: industry-specific accelerators or corporate programs with strategic value. Here's your action step. Write down your three biggest business challenges today. Research which accelerators have mentors who've solved those exact problems. If you can't find specific matches, bootstrap longer and apply next cycle. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.